I don't know whether you ladies are seeing this too, but I am seeing right now this epidemic of burnt-out women who, on the road to success, sacrificed other parts of their life or even themselves, and now they're paying the price for it. And I want to talk today about four key mistakes that I see ambitious women making on this road to more burnout and sacrifice and less success, joy, pleasure, well-being, happiness in their life. And I know that you're listening to this podcast today because you want to put yourself first and manifest your dream life. You don't want to compromise on your relationships or your well-being or your joy, your social life, your hobbies, your interests, for the expense of success with your goals. And you want your life to feel just as good as it looks from the outside. Not just announcing something on your social media, a big milestone that you've reached, but behind the scenes, you're really irritable with your partner, or you're fucking drained every day and burnt out and feel like you could sleep for a year, or you're smashing it in your career, but every day in your career, you're feeling triggered, you're stressed out. You're at absolute limit in terms of stress and capacity. Like, no, we don't want that. We don't want you suffering on that road to success. You deserve to build a life where you have the success you want and you are thriving. So that's what I want to talk about today. Some mistakes that I see women making who have burnt out, so that see this episode as a warning, or maybe to spot some red flags that you might notice within your life or within your way of working at the moment, so you can nip them in the bud. I've seen a few stories over the past year of women who, on the surface, especially like in the online business world, have built massive success, have done incredible things, have huge followings. And this doesn't just apply to online business, I'll talk about corporate in a second, but there have been many women who have publicly announced or like updated people that they are taking time off, or they're stripping things back, or they're doing less, or they're going on this healing journey because they burnt out, because they did too much, because they built this career for themselves that wasn't sustainable, that was pushing them to their absolute limit, and their health and their mental well-being, their relationships, their life was suffering as a result. And I don't want that for you as an ambitious woman, because there was a point on my healing journey where I questioned whether I could have the true vision that I wanted for my career and my success, whether I could create the impact I wanted, because the way I'd been doing it up to that point was basically making most of these mistakes that I'm going to share with you and wasn't sustainable. And so it was like when you haven't seen a new way of doing it that works for you, you will think that you can't have it. And so I'm here to like blast through that BS today and tell you that you can have it as long as you are really conscious of these four things. Because I notice a pattern in these women who burn out and then like shut down their business, or shut down huge parts of their business, or like ghost their business and have to take time off. I notice patterns in what they say online when they come back, in what they've done up to that point. And I see, as a mindset coach and healer, I see the common threads in what they're saying. And I also know from speaking with clients who work in corporate that this applies to the corporate world too, because there is no way that the amount of people who go off work with stress are going off work with stress just because they're a bit tired, right? Of course, people go off work, are signed off work for stress or for mental health because they're going through grief or because they've had a significant health diagnosis. Of course, there are those people. And there are so many people who have been working in a corporation for 10, 20, 30 years. And the way they've been working has not been sustainable, has been sacrificing themselves, has been making these mistakes. And they're, yes, they're signed off with stress, but it's because the way they've built their career was built on these shaky foundations of sacrifice, of burnout, of hustle, of overworking, of people pleasing, of overstretching themselves. And now their body is saying no, and it's catching up on them in their mental well-being, in their physical well-being. I do want to remind you about Manifest That Shit. So this is my free Mindset and Manifestation workshop series, which is coming up at the end of March. So we start Monday the 25th of March. It is completely free to sign up. And if you resonate with today's episode, I really want you to give yourself the gift of receiving this free workshop series. Give your time to attending these, whether it's live or on the replay. Receive them, because this is going to be an activation for you to realize that you can build your dream life whilst thriving in all areas of your life, whilst feeling amazing, without sacrifice, without self-sabotage, without burning out. You get to have that. And that's what Manifest That Shit is all about. It's going to be high vibe, high energy, just like a feel good week. So I would love you to be there, and the link to sign up is in the show notes. The first mistake I see ambitious women who've burnt out making on the road to their success is pursuing success without the deep inner work of healing, of trauma work, of inner child work, of what I cover with women inside my one-to-one program, and really see that they've gone their whole life people pleasing, or not being able to say no, or tying their self-worth and their identity with their job role, or with their salary, or with how well they did at their on the last deadline at work, tying their worth, their identity, their happiness to these things. And all of that stuff, I can guarantee, comes from some kind of past experience, trauma or conditioning, where in your upbringing, you've been taught that how hard you work deems how worthy you are of praise, of love, of acceptance, or how well you did at school, at your job today, at uni, how well you did is directly correlated with how many people tell you they're proud of you, or they love you, or you're amazing. And the opposite, right? When you didn't get a good grade, or when you made a mistake, that was the worst thing in the world. And you didn't get that big hug off your dad, or you didn't get that pat on the back and that well done off your mum or off your grandma or whoever it was, right, that significant person. And all these experiences, and it doesn't just have to be that, there's such a spectrum, all these experiences, how success was modelled in your childhood, how hard work was modelled, were boundaries modelled, did your parent like look after themselves and take breaks and sleep well, or were they fucking stressed out 24/7 in a constant state of dysregulation and basically living their whole life in one big rush onto the next thing? Because if that was what was modelled to you as a working adult, these behaviours get unconsciously replicated and copied if we don't do the work to identify them, clear them, process them, release them, reshape them, rewire them, rewire your relationship with work, or rewire your relationship with rest, your relationship with self-care, rewire your relationship with failure and with mistakes. So many of my clients are crippled by perfectionism because they are so terrified of being shamed, of being made to feel like they are wrong or they're a bad person if they make a mistake. And it stops women from really enjoying the journey of what they've built for themselves, which is this, you know, this huge career, all these amazing milestones, and they're still focused on the criticism, or they're still focused on, yeah, but I didn't do that right. And there's no joy in that, there's no pleasure in that, because there's this deep-rooted fear of failure or of rejection. And these things run deep, they run way back into childhood. For some women, they run way back even generationally. There is generational trauma at play. If, say, you come from a working class background where your ancestry, right, your grandparents or your great-grandparents or your parents even, had to fucking hustle their ass off to literally just survive and put food on the table. And let's say that isn't the case for you because you're earning more money than ever, or you've got that promotion, but you're still burning out, or you're still overworking, or you're still not resting enough, or constantly stressed, worrying, in survival mode. That shit can live in your body and it can be passed down generationally. So those are some examples, and those are some common examples, but your work will be unique to you and your upbringing and your mindset and your nervous system and your traumas and your past experiences. And so that's why it's so important to have support with healing, being aware, healing and processing that shit, because you do not need to be holding on to that. Let's just use that example of identity, self-worth and work. If you tie your identity to your work, where is that going to get you in the long term? Of course you're going to burn out, or of course you're going to head into this like spiral if something goes wrong in your career, because you have tied yourself into that one part of your life. And so doing this work, you know, so much of the things that in modern day ambitious women struggle with, burnout, overworking, no boundaries, or putting boundaries in but not upholding them, you know, being really shaky with them, saying yes to too many things, putting tons on their plate, putting tons of pressure on themselves to be perfect, to do better and better and better and more and more and more every time. Procrastination and like going in these all or nothing cycles where they're on it 1 week and then they feel like they literally can't get off the couch the next week. All these modern day things that ambitious women struggle with in and around their work, these things are tied to deeper roots, and it's healing those things at the root cause that is going to give you that lasting relief. And so that is number one mistake, and the most important thing I see women making is prioritizing hard work and doing shit and working hard, and not balancing that with the inner work and the healing work. Number two is building someone else's version of success before defining their own and focusing on their own. We have an unconscious, primal part of us that desires to be accepted and desires to basically fit in. if you were different and you were against the went against the crowd, went against your community because you were doing something different or you believed something different, you would be rejected. You would not be accepted and included in that community. And as a woman, primarily from a survival instinct, we need that community. We need that sense of village to survive on that primal level. Like, we need to gather resources and to maintain that brood, if you will, that community of people who we share resources with, who can protect us, who can look out for us just as we look out for them. Going against the status quo feels so dangerous for your like unconscious mind that what happens is you, as a part of just human psychology, you absorb and mirror other people's behavior, other people's desires, other people's dreams. And that means that in your industry, whether you work corporate, whether you have your own business, whatever you do, you will, even though you consciously might want to do something different, or consciously you might think, oh, I don't want to do it like that, I want to do it in my way, I want to live my life in my way, you might unconsciously absorb that message that that is what other people do, so that's what you must do as well. So this is where we get into dynamics where you're like, well, I thought I wanted this promotion, or I thought I wanted my boss's job, and so I got the promotion or I pushed for it, and I don't think I actually want it. In business, it might be, well, I thought that I had to promote my business or offer my business services or product in a certain way because that's what other people have done. But actually, I don't really want to do that. Or I don't really want to run my business in that way or work in that way. Defining your own version of success is so key, because if you don't do this, you can end up down this path where you've unconsciously created this dream life. And for those of you listening to the podcast, I'm using bunny quotes there around that dream life, because it's not actually your dream life. It's your boss's dream life. It's your parents' dream life. It's what your community would have wanted for you, or it's what culturally is pedestaled for you to be in that role or to earn that money or whatever it is. But for you, it doesn't actually turn you on, it doesn't actually light you up, it doesn't actually make you, it's not like a fuck yes in your body. I used to think that because I didn't want to be on a plane 24/7 traveling the world with my laptop, that I wasn't an entrepreneur. Like, I wasn't a coach, I wasn't like building this dream business of success and joy and happiness, because I didn't have that desire to be working in Bali on my business. And in my industry, your industry will have its own version of that. In my industry, that's what is deemed to be success, right? That's what everyone paints as the perfect image of success. That shit for me does not appeal. When I go away, I'm on holiday. Like, I do not want to have my laptop out on the beach. It's going to get full of sand. It's going to overheat. I'm not going to enjoy it. When I'm on the beach, I want to be snapping a cute pic and then putting my phone away and putting my AirPods in and listening to an audiobook, or having a cocktail with my girlfriend if I've gone away with friends, or having a beautiful dinner and like some hot sex with Adam. Like, I am not there to be laptop lifestyle, entrepreneurial babe. And don't get me wrong, if that's you, if you're a digital nomad and that's you, amazing, amazing. But that's not my version of success. So imagine if I pushed myself and hustled and overworked to build that version of success, knowing it wasn't true for me, I would burn out along that road. I would be like stressing, having a meltdown at the airport on that road. And it's the same for you if you're looking at what your parents would want for you, or what people in your industry do, or what your boss wants for you, and not tuning in first to what you want. The third mistake I see ambitious women making when they're burning out and working on unsustainable levels of success, of building success in a way that's not sustainable for them, is this disconnect from themselves. So a disconnect from their values, from their intuition, from that gut feeling, that inner guidance system. And it doesn't matter what industry you work in. You could be a lawyer, you could be a doctor, you could be in an industry that is very, you could say, uses a lot of masculine energy and is very systemized and is very process driven. You could work in an industry like that. You still need to be connected to your intuition, to be connected to your gut feeling. And you know that because you know that when you are thriving in your career, when you have smashed that project, or you have done an amazing job, or you've got that amazing feedback, you know that you've done it through trusting yourself and trusting your gut along the way. This is also about, I feel, feminine leadership. And it doesn't matter if you lead a small team at work, or if you run a million-pound business, feminine leadership is such a core skill for you to cultivate within yourself and really honour how you want to work and what is important to you within your work. What do you value? How are you staying in integrity with your why, with your bigger purpose? And this is especially important if you're coming up against people who are maybe the opposite of that, right? Maybe are out of integrity or are clashing with your values. And I've had this with clients before, like, let's say in a female and in a male dominated industry, or sadly, many clients have had bullying experiences in the workplace with female management or with female bosses. But coming up against people who go against what you know is right for you, what you feel is right, how you want to treat people, what your bigger purpose is for what you're doing, the way your intuition tells you to speak to people, to guide your team, to share in your workplace, maybe from a place of more compassion or kindness or understanding, maybe from a place of more vulnerability and open-heartedness, maybe from a place of, you know, that you value collaboration and community, and so that's important to you in your career, in growing and building success for yourself. You want to stay true to yourself and who you are. And I think this ties into mistake number two, because if you're focused on someone else and maybe modeling them too much or focused on their success too much, you might be taking on or doing things or working in a way, implementing practices into your work that actually don't work for you and you don't want to do. You look at your boss, or you look at your mentor, or you look at your coach, whatever it is, apply it to you. If you don't want to live and work in the way that that person does, you need to have a fuck ton of discernment on what you are taking on, because you need to be so clear on your values, on your intuition, on your gut instinct, to essentially sense check what that person is going to be recommending you to do, what that person is going to be sharing with you or working with you on. You get to stay true to who you are as you build success. And I think a mistake people take on is that kind of comparison turns into modeling to a point where it's not inspirational, it's actually taking on practices or ways of working or strategies or whatever it is that simply do not work for you and even go against what you feel is right to do, which is pretty dangerous when you think about it. Because again, you're gonna wind up 6 months down the line knee deep in this project or this work or these changes that this person has made you make, and you're not gonna feel right in your body. You're gonna feel disconnected from what is important to you, what you want, why you are doing what you're doing. And you're gonna have to backtrack and wade out backwards through that mud that you've like waded into and got yourself stuck in. That is so hard to do. Like, it's not impossible if you're thinking, oh my God, I feel like I'm there. It's not impossible, but it's much harder to undo changes that you've made than to start from that place of integrity, knowing your values, knowing your why, knowing how you want to do things, and moving from there, making decisions from there. Someone could tell you to do something that you will regret because you didn't actually want to do it, but you thought that you had to do it in order to get what you want. And so staying connected, or I should say for many women, reconnecting to your intuition, revisiting your values. This is an exercise we do in Next Level You, and it is paramount. It's so important to connect to your values, because there is no point manifesting your dream life if you're not manifesting a life that is aligned with what is important to you and what is true to you. This moves us into the last mistake number four that I see ambitious women making who have burnt themselves out. And that is sacrificing important parts of their life to give all of themselves to their goals. So I say goals because this could be, we see this in, say, disordered eating or like orthorexia, where someone has given all of themselves to what might have started out as like an innocent health and fitness goal, or someone who's given all of themselves to a relationship that was toxic and damaging for them. Or what I am going to focus on today is women who have given all of themselves to their career. This is a mistake I see with burnout, because if you give all of yourself and you make your whole self one part of your life, all those other areas are gonna suffer. And the sad part is they don't have to. I think this feeds into the narrative of like, if you want it, you have to be the last one to leave the room. You have to be the first one in the office. You have to do what it takes. And I think there's merit to that. And I think there's beauty in that. Like I said, doing what's right for me, working in a way that's right for me, resting, working in my feminine, like taking time off, looking after my health. Because I'm doing all those things, I can balance that with sometimes you've just got to get your head down and do what you need to do. What I'm talking about here is someone who consistently, over years and years of their life, has given all of themselves to their career, has tied their entire worth and identity into their work, and now is seeing their health suffering, or their marriage suffering, or their social life suffering. The amount of adult women who really struggle with friendships because they have not been taught and they've not prioritized female friendships throughout their life. They've been taught to prioritize their career or they've been taught to prioritize their family, you know, having kids, their partner. And those things are beautiful, but so many women end up feeling like their social life is suffering, or they feel disconnected from their friends, or they feel like they don't have any fun in their life because for years and years they threw all of themselves into their work or into their relationship, and there wasn't that balance, right? There wasn't that balance of, well, these are my priorities, and that's beautiful, and these other things are also really fucking important to me, and I don't want to compromise that. I don't want to lose them. I don't want them to suffer in this journey to building my dream career or building my dream life and my family. The amazing thing is that the less I prioritize my business, the more my business grows. And I've seen it with clients. One of my clients, she quit her job. It was a really toxic, like, shitty job, horrible boss, right? She had a career break. I want to say she did it for like November, December, 4 months. Yeah, 4 months, 3-4 months she had a career break. Now, from like 3 months in, she was interviewing for new roles, and she eventually got an amazing new role. But she actually took her foot off the gas. Now, of course, that's not available for everyone. That's not what everyone would want to do. But what I'm saying is, she thought that she had to just jump from one job to the next and basically accept crumbs of like, I'll take the first job I get offered, I'll take the first job I can get. And we worked on reframing her mindset so that she felt like she deserved a role that was the perfect fit for her. You know, doing the deeper healing work on her self-worth and confidence, doing the work on her vision of success, what success meant to her, realizing how out of alignment her pursuit of success had been in the past, because it was very all or nothing, it was all work and no play, and sacrificing time with her partner, sacrificing time for her health and well-being, sacrificing spaciousness in her day because she was taking on roles that weren't remote and didn't work from home, even though that's what she wanted to do because she lives by the sea. So really going back to the foundational elements of what she wanted, getting clear on that, and then actually deciding that she was no longer going to sacrifice herself or her relationship, her sex life, her well-being, her mental health for the sake of having a job, for the sake of that identity kind of comfort zone of, oh, but I've got this role and you know, at least I've got this job. She scaled all of that back, stripped it all back, took a career break, like, her sex life improved. She like reconnected with her partner on such like a deep, intimate level. She was going out for country walks every day. She's probably listening to this like, oh my God, this is me. Shout out, girl. You're amazing. She was going out every day on beautiful walks by the sea, like smashing it in her fitness, reconnecting with friends. And of course, not everyone would want or could be able to do this over the space of 3 months, of course. But what I'm saying is, she sought out a new job where she wanted to work fully remotely. She wanted to earn a certain salary, but she wanted to work in an organization that fostered more collaboration and had more teamwork and like psychological safety in the dynamic and how they worked. And she messaged me last week saying she's been offered a dream job in a salary bracket that she didn't even expect. Like, she didn't even ask for that much salary, and she's like blown away by what they've offered her. To me, it goes to show how, had she just continued throwing all of herself into her work, coming home with nothing left to give in the evening, being irritable with her partner, not making it to the gym or not making it out for a walk, not having even just like the brain capacity to message a friend, never mind organise to meet up, would she have been able to get the role that she truly wanted? Maybe. But she's done it whilst prioritising all those other areas of her life. And I think this is testament to this work, because a mistake I see ambitious women making, I will say, is feeling like it's all or nothing. So I'm all in on my career, or I'm not going to be successful. I'm all in on my career and I'm never seeing friends. I can't remember the last time I had a date night with my partner, or I want to be dating, I'm single, but I just can't even imagine going on a date because I'm so fucking busy and tired all the time. I do want to go to the gym more or do Pilates or whatever it is, but I just don't even have the capacity to head out for a walk on my lunch break because I never feel like I have a minute to myself. We can have this mindset, ambitious women, of all or nothing, and it is not the case. When you take a step back and realize that these mistakes are like you tying yourself in a knot and going around in circles when you don't have to be. So those are four mistakes I see ambitious women making when they are burning out, and some of them I've learned from experience, some of them I'm noticing as patterns in these women who are having to sign off work with stress or having to pause their business and take a sabbatical or take a step back. Maybe you spot some within yourself. Maybe you're at the beginning stages of noticing these and you can nip them in the bud. Or maybe you want some support as well in rewiring your relationship with work, in which case I would say reach out about either one-to-one coaching or Next Level You, because Next Level You opens at the end of the month. Either option might work better for you. So if you DM me the word coaching on Instagram and let me know you've come from this episode, we can have a chat about what program is going to be right for you, and we can also have a chat about your relationship with work and any more support you might need with your specific situation. So I'd love to chat with you about that. And then of course, if it's a good fit, I can invite you onto a free call. We can talk about next steps. But the first point of contact, the first like thing to get the ball rolling, is for you to reach out. So DM me the word coaching on Instagram and I will get back to you and we can have a chat. I'll pop the link to my Instagram in the show notes. I'll also pop the link and information on Next Level You on one-to-one coaching, so you can go and have a nosy at those programs and see what's involved, see testimonials, all that good stuff. And make sure you're signed up for Manifest That Shit, my new free workshop series that's happening from the 25th of March. I am sending you tons of love. You have got this, and I'll speak to you soon.